I want to talk to you tonight. We're continuing our series on love. You know what? Our commandment to love. We are commanded to love. Say, I am commanded to love. Come on, everybody say it. Say, I am.
I am.
Everybody say, I am.
I am.
Do it with your finger. Say, I am.
I am.
Me.
Me.
Me. I'm commanded by God to love. See, how many know a commandment? See, you know what? Understand this, that Jesus, when you say, I'll make him my Lord, you know what Lord means? Lord means he's your master. Lord means he's your decision maker. See, when you become a Christian, if you're really a Christian, the reality is you give yourself, your decision rights, you give up to him. You say, Pastor, that doesn't sound like a good deal. Oh, that's a great deal. Think about it. Because, I mean, people, sometimes we get our wrong thinking. Listen, it's not a bad thing to let Jesus make all your decisions. It's a good thing. Here, let me just ask you this. I'm just asking, who's smarter, you or Jesus? Come on, let me ask again. Come on, you. Some of you got to think about this. I mean, no, this is the easy one. Who's smarter, you or Jesus? Who knows more, you or Jesus? Who knows more about what's going to happen in the future, you or Jesus? See, these are all reasons to make it very simple and very easy to say, absolutely. Jesus, you want me to stop dating that person? Uh-huh. Jesus, you want me to walk in forgiveness? Absolutely. But you don't know what date. No. God's commandments are not burdensome. Think about this. If the Bible says that whatever you reap, you're going to sow, oh my goodness, you ought to forgive everybody, amen? You ought to love everybody. You ought to be generous. You ought to be generous. See why? Because the Bible says, don't be deceived. God's not mocked. You know? You thinking you can hide and you know what? And smoke a doobie behind the wall. Jesus don't see you. Oh, Jesus sees you. Amen. Amen. Hello? Jesus sees you. And so, here's the thing. And so, one of the commandments that God has commanded us to do is to walk in love. How many like when somebody is kind and gracious and shows just acts loving to you? How many like that? Okay, well, as you measure it out, that has how it gets measured back to you. And so, to understand that, we understand that this commandment to love is not a burdensome commandment. It's God actually loving us. Does that make sense? All right. So, last week, how many felt a little slap? How many came last week to Wednesday? How many came Wednesday? How many felt slapped around a little bit last Wednesday? Okay. Well, let me remind you. You know what? The Bible says, to whom God loves. What's he say? How many can finish this? To whom he loves, he corrects. And the Bible says that that correction at first doesn't seem good. When my mom used to spank me, she'd say, you know what, Drew, I this is going to hurt me more than it does you. And I thought, you know, somehow I don't believe that. I just don't believe that, Mom. But You know what? Here's what the Bible says. The Bible says that what when correction, if you will be disciplined by that correction, at first it doesn't seem like it's going to work out for you. But after, somebody say after, it will have these incredible ramifications. Okay. So, and here's what I want to say to you also. There are times that I feel it important to bring correction to this church. But understand, I got nothing against you. I love you. Amen. You know what? It's important. You know what it is? It's so important to allow God to correct us. Does that make sense? And so it's also important. This is deep, but catch this. It's also important to understand many times how God does that. How would God correct many times the Israelites? He'd do it through the prophets. Who's a prophet? A prophet is just a man. And that prophet would come with correction, not because he didn't love the people, but all he's doing is just trying to be obedient to God. But I believe most of those prophets understood that if these people will obey, then they're going to walk in the blessings of God. So I'm just saying, in the course of time, there will be Sundays and Wednesdays that are more corrective than other times. And just understand that. Understand that that, you know what, your parents, just like my parents loved me when we heard the ice cream man, and they said, hey, you know what, why don't you run out there and get some ice cream? They love me. And they love me just as much as when you know what, they say, hey, you know, it's time for a spanking because you, does that make sense? See, same love. And so it's important to understand this. Sometimes God will bring correction, and even in his correction, he is bringing love to us. And so we need to be mature to receive it, not to resist it. Does that make sense? Look at your neighbor and say, don't resist correction from God. So let's do some review real fast, starting with Matthew. We didn't get very far last week. Matthew chapter 22, starting with verse 36. Teacher, which is the great commandment of the law? Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God, watch this, with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. You know what Jesus is saying? You need to love him completely with everything you have. Does that make sense? Next verse. This is the first and great commandment. But watch this. But then he says this, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. How many love yourself? Hey, when you go out to eat, how many love yourself? Amen. How many look at the menu and you're like, man, I don't like that, but I'm going to order that anyway. You know what I mean? How many ever did that? No, man. You know what? Matter of fact, I go to some restaurants. I don't like some restaurants. You know what I mean? Here. You know what? I hate the Cheesecake Factory. Amen. A Cheesecake Factory is good. I know it is. I know it is. You know what? If you can figure out what to order. See, man, I just have dilemmas when I go to the Cheesecake Factory, because I'm always thinking, even this is the truth, because there's like eight things that I want, and then how many know it's not good to order all eight things? You know what I mean? Okay, so I'll be disciplined. I'll order one thing, but then you know what? As they're getting, I'm thinking, you know what? Man, I should have, and I'm thinking, and I should. Okay, how many know In-N-Out is nice? You know what I mean? What you want? You want a double-double or you want a single?
Simple, simple.
That's your choice. Okay. Real simple. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. You know what? You love yourself all the time. You know what? You're picking. No, this is what I want. This is what how I want it like this. I want to be comfortable. You know what I mean? How many get in bed and you're all uncomfortable? You're like, I don't care. I don't want to sleep like this anyway. No, no, no. You're going to spend the time. Why? Why? Here's why. Because you love yourself. Amen. Like, man, I want a pillow like this. Close the, close. It's too cold. You're going to fix that, right? Why? Because you love yourself. And Jesus says, here's what I want you to do. I want you to love your neighbor as yourself. Yeah, but my neighbor is not always nice to me. You notice, here, look at it real carefully. Here, study it out. Do you see there's no clause there about how your neighbor's acting? Look at your neighbor and say, you need to be proactive. See, listen, let me talk to you about Christianity. Christianity has got to be purposeful. Because if it's not purposeful, you'll be caught up with everybody else till they're caught up. And you will start, watch this, you will start to be reactive. Somebody say reactive. What's reactive means? It means somebody doesn't treat you right and you react to them. You say, yeah, but sometimes somebody treats me. How many of you are nice when somebody's nice to you? You know, Tamara's never come up to me and say, you know what, Drew, I made some special cheesecake for you. You know what? And I just get mad and throw it in her face and say, man, I want it. How many know that? I never did that to her. She make me some cheesecake, I'm going to be like, yeah, man, thank you. Can I rub your feet? Amen. After I eat this cheesecake. Amen. Right? Right? But all I'm saying is what we see, you know what? But if you are a reactive person, that's not what Jesus is commanding us to do. Jesus is commanding us to, you know what, to be active, to not be reactive. And the problem with being reactive is how many know you've got a lot of people who don't walk in love around you. And so what happens is if we are reactive, then we are going to treat them how they treat us. And that is not the way God commands you to love people, not connected to how they're treating you. Well, give me an example. Here, let me give you an example. Jesus.
Yeah, amen.
How many, Jesus is the example of walking in love. And he loved you when you ignored him. He loved you. You know, if I ask you, how many of you, well, let's just show of hands. How many of you rejected Jesus more than once? Raise your hand if you rejected Jesus more than once. Okay. We'll talk about where liars go, you know, in a little bit. Okay. No, raise your hand if you rejected Jesus more, if you had, you know, rejected Jesus more. I mean, are you kidding me? Somebody says, God is a God of second chances. Oh, I disagree with you immensely. God is not a God of second chances. God is a God of like 2,038 billion chances. You know what I mean? Now listen to me, somebody has to hear me, because you know what? Here's what the Bible says, seek God while he can be found, implying there's a time that he says, that's enough. And that presumption that God is always going to be there, you know what, that you're always going to have an opportunity, you know what, is a very unwise thing. All I'm saying is that Jesus loved you when you didn't love him. And aren't you glad for it? Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let up here on the screen, let's go to 1 John. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another. Why? For love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Here's why you ought to love. Because that's what your Father does.
Oh, there it is. Amen.
Amen.
That's what I'm talking about.
See? How many know we ought to act like our Father? And we get so, because why? Because we've heard it, you know what, preached on the radio, and you know what, maybe your old pastor said this. He said, well, you know what, nobody's perfect, and you know what, we're just, you know what, we're all sinners saved by grace, and amen, amen, amen. Listen, let me tell you what. We need to get rid of, the Bible says, give no place to the devil. Can you say amen? Now listen, I know that there's nobody perfect in this room. That's what I know. But I also know as a man perceives himself, so he is. See, some of you think, you know what, I'm never going to lose weight. I'm going to never lose weight. Well, you know what? Okay. That's what you believe. And I know that's what you believe because that's what you say over and over again. Some of you say, you know, I'm just bad with names. You know what I mean? You know, some whatever the situation. Some of you think, I'll never own a house. Okay. You say that over you if you want. But don't you be talking about me that way, amen. Amen. You want to say something? Say, man, pastor is a skinny pastor, amen. Amen. And see, I say that all the time. You know, yeah, healthy. Skinny healthy. Amen. Amen. Here, I mean, I say that all the time. You know, there'll be some close quarters and I'll say, oh yeah, I can fit through there. I'm real skinny, amen. Pastor, you ain't so skinny. Hey, like I said, you speak over yourself. But I'm gonna speak blessings over myself. Amen. I'm going to speak blessings over. I speak blessings over you. Amen. I speak blessings to you know what? Why? Here's why. Because that's who we are. See, we have to identify with who our Father is. Amen. You're different. Old things. Let me just tell you what the Bible says. Old things are what? Passed away. Watch this. All things have become new. You are a new creation, the Bible says, in Christ Jesus. Amen. You say, yeah, but I understand that. I understand you still are working through stuff. I understand that too. But what I do understand is that the Bible says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. See, the commandment is that you are to walk in love. Look at verse 8. He who does not love does not know God. Ooh. Amen. How many know just because you call yourself a painter don't mean you're a painter? Amen. You know, my brother-in-law, he manages apartments, and he said, you know what, they used to get these one painters, and they'd come in, and they just, you know what, I mean, there's a wall cover, they just paint over the wall color, so, you know, the whole, that ain't a painter, amen. All I'm saying is, look what the Bible says, he who does not love does not know God. See, we've got to take inventory on what's going on in our lives. Amen? All right, let's look at some more scripture. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We'll start with verse 1. Though I speak with tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass and a clinging cymbal. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I got, how many know? Listen, I speak in tongues every day. Amen. See, but why do you speak in tongues in every day? Here's why. I pray in tongues every day. Here's why. Because I could pray in, because I only have so much time. I could pray in English or I can pray in tongues. And English, it is good, but tongues is better. Because the Bible says when you pray in a tongue, your spirit prays. And the spirit knows what to pray for. How many of the Bible says you do not know how you should pray? I'm just quoting the Bible. Amen. Okay. I'm not trying to be negative, you know what, but I'm trying to be accurate. So, you know what, I pray in tongues. Though I speak with tongues of men, that would be, you know, English is a tongue of a man, or Spanish, or Portuguese, or German, or, you know, these are tongues of men, and tongues of angels. That's your spiritual language. You know what, you say, I don't believe in that. Oh, okay, well, I don't sweat that, you know what I mean? There's some people, they don't believe in healing. And, you know, how many know there's atheists don't believe in God? Amen? How many, you choose to what you believe in or what you don't believe in? Amen? You ever known somebody who something is right in front of their face and they will deny it? They won't believe it. Guess what? They're not going to walk in that. So, but Jesus said, one of the things he prophetically said is after I leave, that, you know what, you'll lay hands on the sick and they will recover. You'll speak with new tongues. A lot of people say, well, Pastor, you got to get focused on Jesus, you know, not that Pentecostal stuff. This is not Pentecostal stuff. This is Jesus stuff. Amen. Can you say amen to that? Amen. And listen, and maybe you didn't come from a Pentecostal background. I don't care what background you came from. Amen. It doesn't make any difference to me. I'm just going to teach you what the Bible says. Amen. Why in the world would you not speak in tongues? You know what? Well, you know what? Some people don't have that gift. Oh my goodness. Such a bad interpretation of the passage. You know what? Where Jesus said, anyone who believes will receive. Can you say amen to that? All right. All I'm saying is, you know what? There are some people who, you know what, think they're all that and a bag of chips because they speak in tongues. Paul is saying, I'm not ripping on tongues. That's why I told you I speak in tongues every day. It is something valuable, so valuable to me. And yet I recognize, Paul says, but let me tell you what, if I speak in tongues, but you know what, but I flip somebody off on the freeway. Pastor, I would never do that. Okay, praise God. You know, that good for you. Amen. I'm happy. But you know what? But do you shoot a dirty look at someone? See, now we're talking. Amen. And the Bible says, that's great that you speak in tongues, but let me tell you what you need to do is, you know what? But if you don't have love, there's really no value in this. And we've got to hear what God is saying. Look at verse 2. And though I have a gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith. Guys, we really got to catch this. Because this goes crosswise with what many of us. You know what Jesus is saying? You better focus on the right thing. Amen. I'm going to say this, and I'm just going to say it. Amen. Amen. Some of the people who are the most, you know what, Pentecostal are some of the most undisciplined, useless people in building the kingdom of God on this earth. I'm not asking you to say amen. I'm asking you if you've experienced those people that are taught, they do all kinds of this stuff, but you know what? Because of their lack of character, you know what? They are really, you find them incredibly useless. If you know what I'm talking about, you say amen.
Amen.
See, there you go. Just useless. And it's not that they don't have all the potential in the world, but Paul is pointing out and saying, hey, guys, make sure. He's not saying, you know what, that it's bad to prophesy. Later on, he says, you know what, I desire that you all prophesy. It's not that he's saying prophecy is bad. He's saying if you're doing all this stuff and you're not motivated by love, you're not acting in love, you know what in the world, how effective do you think it is for me to prophetically give a word to Mickey tonight? And then, you know what? And then, you know what? I'm trying to think of something really unloving. You know what I mean? And then, you know, when we have a burrito night, you know what? I go up and that was the last burrito and I take her burrito. Now, that's a silly example, but how many know Christian people can do very unloving things? Here. I'll give you a big example. Or, you know what, I'm going to prophetically say something to her, and then, you know what, behind her back, speak something negative about her family member, or something like that, or some, you know what I mean? It's like, and watch this, how effective do you think that it really is in her life? No, how many know you can tell a phony a mile away? The Bible says that these things are going to come out. You know what? You know, these people who gossip. You know, guy, any gossipers, I'm telling you what, it's going to come out. And some of it comes out before the great white throne judgment. Amen? All I'm saying is, you know what? I'm not negative about prophetic. I'm not negative about all that. I just wish I would like Paul would like, if all those people who spoke in tongues and prophesied and understand all these mysteries, that they would understand how important it is to walk in love. Because to have the one without the other, the Bible says, you know what? It's not effective. Do you see that? And though I bestow all goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but not have love, it profits me nothing. You're not even getting any credit for all this stuff. You're giving, but you're not walking in love. God says, no. Nope, that's not how it works. Love suffers long. And is kind. It suffers long and is kind. It suffers long and is kind. All eyes up here for a minute. We are living in a society that is so centered on themselves and are One of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is patience. And this is opposite in what the Bible is saying. You know what? I've shared with you publicly, you know what? And all of us can laugh, you know what I mean? Because we've gotten so used to everything. I forget, I just heard a study, and they said, you know when you're on your phone, and it does the thing, it goes like this. And you know what? And you know, and it's gone like only three times around, and most people will already just forget it and go to something else. You know, I don't really want to see that video anyway. I couldn't wait for a second and a half. That was too long. Do you understand? And that mentality, watch this, that mentality enters in to our lifestyle, and we're in the kitchen with a loved one. How many would like preaching to be practical? Oh, yeah. You know what? How many would like preaching to be practical? You look how Jesus taught. He taught, you know what, for something that you can effective your life and minister to it today. So you're in the kitchen with the loved one, and you know what? And they're getting a cup, and they're trying to decide what cup they want. You know what? Do they want the orange one or the pink one or the big one or the small one or the glass one? And you're like that. You're just like, just pick a cup. Hello? And listen. And these are our loved ones. How do we feel with people that are, do you understand? See, love is kind. Love suffers long. Hey, man. Just suck it up. You know what? Be patient. You know what? Because here, that's what love is. Love is to say, hey, man, I'm going to sit here and chill out. I'm going to let you pick your pink cup if you want to pick the pink cup. Hello? It's kind. It does not envy. It does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. It does not behave rudely. It does not speak its own. It's not provoked. Oh, this is a big one. It thinks no evil. I spent the beginning of this year, I believe, teaching you. Actually, it was the beginning of time flies. It was actually the beginning of last year. And in my spirit, I heard God saying this. We just need to stop judging. And here's one thing I taught. You know what? You do not judge people's motives. You think you know. Well, no. I know why they did this. See how we get? I know why. Can I be honest? You have no idea why they did that. Here, let me ask you. Have you ever been accused of something, and the very thing that they're accusing you of, you did, but your motive was completely pure in doing it, and they are judged? And has anybody been judged like that? Okay, well, how did that make you feel? Okay, it's pathetic. All you were trying, listen, you have no idea. Now watch this. You say, yeah, but I know. Yet you really don't. You really think, but you don't know. Now, let's say you're right. Let's say they're just, you know what, had an awful day and they just, you know, are just going to get you. Okay? Well, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. That ain't your position to, even if you are right. Even if you're right. But how many recognize, oh my goodness, if I'm judging them and I'm wrong. See, it's humility that just says, I ain't going there. You know what I mean? It just doesn't think evil of people. And, oh wait, somebody's ringing the doorbell. And here's the thing. And here's the thing. And here's the, now I forgot the thing on the doorbell. Okay, I forgot the thing. Here's the thing, that we start to get in patterns. Somebody say patterns. Patterns. Okay. Listen, there's a pattern that's taking place in our country. And it's a pattern of thinking the worst of whatever group you're not part of. Yeah, but I know. Yeah, but I. We really just don't know. And if you're right, what do you think? Let's take your boss, for instance. You know what I mean? How many ever work for bosses that are just absolutely unreasonable? You know, I mean, I don't want to go on with words to describe some of the bosses that I worked with at the grocery store. You know what I mean? But you know what? Listen. What is our position? See, the Bible says love thinks of no evil. You're called to love your neighbor. And love thinks no evil. So what you ought to do is just, listen. Here, James says it like this. James says, with your same mouth, you know what? You're in church on Sunday. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. How many know this song? Okay. For he has done great things. He has done great things. What's the next line? He has done great things. Bless his soul. And then we get real quiet. Holy name. Okay. With the same mouth, we bless the Lord and we curse those who've been made in the image of God. See, let's say they are the scoundrel that you think they are. Let's say they're motivated. Listen, if that, first of all, you don't know. Second of all, you know what? There's a good chance that that's not true. And third of all, even if it was true, you're called to bless your enemies, not to curse them. See, watch this. Watch this. Can I preach for a minute? What if all of us started blessing people? Just blessing people, praying for people. You know what? And they're harsh and mean and blah, blah, whatever they are and vindictive, but we just bless them. Amen. No, see, here's what the Bible says. The Bible says, Jesus said that, you know what, that they would see your good works and glorify my Father in heaven. Amen. See, here's what the Bible says. The Bible says it's the love of God. It's the love of God that leads people to repentance. See, there's so many people that they're going to see Jesus. How are they going to see Jesus? They're going to see Jesus in you and in me, and we're going to see them, and they're going to scratch their head and say, I'll tell you what, I'll get that person. Why do they act like that? And in the course of time, they're going to know. Let me tell you why. Because Jesus isn't something, it's not something, they're not going to church on Sunday to get a brownie point. They're going to church on Sunday because they're absolutely in love with Jesus. And he's changed their life. And you know, I tell you what, I don't know what's going on, but every time I see them smiling and happy, and you know what, just, you know the story. Tamara hated me. You know what? Why'd she hate you? Listen, I don't know. Ask her. There's no reason for it. I didn't even get it. But see, here's the thing. I didn't really. You know what the truth is? I didn't sweat her. I didn't think, ooh, you know, she don't like me. She don't like me. I'm like, bro, you know what? You know what? Whatever. You know what I mean? I don't sweat her. I don't sweat anybody who doesn't like me. The Bible says, if God is for me, who can be against me? Yeah. My mentality is everybody loves me, amen. So that's whatever. You see, when you get to the place where nobody's your enemy. You can't offend me. I can't afford to bless God and curse. You're not, that's not who you are. See, love doesn't think any evil. That's not your position. Because you think that way, guess what you're going to do next? Guess what you're going to do next? What follows your thoughts? What follows words? Your mouth. Your thoughts, you know what, precede your words. And your words precede your action. And your action precedes your harvest. Amen. Amen. So, that you know, you can't afford to think You know what? Because what you're going to do, it don't matter if you're thinking evil, next thing you know, you're going to start talking evil. Listen to me. Listen to me, parents. And next thing you know, you're going to do is that's going to come out in the house, and your little kids are, you know, are not so little kids. You know what? They're going to learn the wrong thing. Amen? No, no, no. We bless people. Are you learning something? Okay. Amen. Well, we'll just stop there. Amen. All right, here. Let me tell you a story about when I was little. When I was really, really little, about in the sixth grade, I started to walk to school one day. And I'll tell you the rest of the story if you come back next week. That's funny. I better think of a story because I just thought of. Trust me, I'll think of a good story. I have a lot of good little stories. Yes.
Can I give you a quick encouragement story?
Yeah, sure. You can come on up here.
Thank you. Pastor's been talking about unity and options and how you feel the Holy Spirit come about you. This is a Holy Spirit time. And if you hold back, it'll never come out. This happened to me decades ago when I was probably half my age, and Pastor's talking about forgiving others, loving the neighbors, and my wife didn't even know I was coming up here, but I like to surprise her too. So. And this pastor of mine, she gave a service one time, and she says, you're supposed to forgive your brothers and your neighbors and all those who offend you and all that. And I go, again? I've heard this so many times, and I go, it ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. It's like Pastor started off, but it ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. The Holy Spirit got me and says, if you try it, it might work. So I thought about it, and I thought about it that Sunday, and I thought about it that Sunday afternoon and Sunday night and Sunday morning. I was going crazy with it because she says, take it to work and see what happens. Well, I just happened to have like four people that, for whatever reasons, I didn't know. I don't know what got us there, but we used to be good friends. And make a long story short, I went to work, and I was nervous. Woo, I was nervous as could be. And I worked with these people for many years, but the Lord started working on me. He says, okay, here's the first one. So I went up to him and I said, hey, listen, you and I haven't been too good in the last few years, but what do you say from here? We just start, let's be friends, let's talk, let's share. He looked at me like, I go, oh, you're going to say you're crazy. Because I hear you. He shook on and I went, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, this happened.
Amen.
I'm the guy that said this will never happen. So I'm walking to the warehouse. I was a warehouseman for Ford for 36 years. So I go to the next guy. He goes, oh, there he is. Yeah. The Lord says, go ahead. So I went up to him, and I did the same line. I said, listen here, we have it. He goes, I know. He goes, but it doesn't matter whose fault, your fault, my fault, whoever fault started this. Let's forget it and let's go on. He looked at me like the second crazy guy. He said, yeah. All right. I went to my third friend, and I call them friend because they were my friends, but we just weren't talking enough. And I went to him, and I shared the same thing. And praise God, because he accepted my apology, whether it was my fault or not. And it feels so good that when God tells you to do something, to do it. Yeah. We resist, and guess what? We don't feel too good after. But to let you know that when God shares with you and tells you to do something, if you put your mind to it, be positive, be genuine, use that love that God has given us all these years, it'll come too. Amen. Your health, your finances, your love, your children, and I'll go on and on and on and on and on. But God says, love them. Love them, because nothing else is going to have them love you back if you don't even attempt it. If you just go every day and say, oh, I know him, but yeah, I know him. Yeah, so what? Well, so what becomes a lot in your life, and so what ain't going to count too much anymore. So I wanted to share that, and Pastor knows I'm pretty reserved over there in my corner, but God needs